In today's gospel, Christ teaches us that we will be judged and rewarded on the way we showed compassion to those in need. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. You've heard me mention in the past about where I grew up, and for those who don't remember or are new to the parish who haven't heard me before, you know, I grew up in the projects of Lowell. We were very poor. I grew up at a place called Shaughnessy Terrace. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but it's right on the Lowell-Chelmsford line, and it was simply that. There was concrete buildings with tile flooring in every room, and it was the projects. We were very, very poor growing up. Well, behind the block that we lived in was a huge basketball court. You know, it was all paved and everything like that. And in the wintertime, what the city of Lowell would do with all their excess snow if we had a big storm, and I even think sections of Chelmsford, is they would bring all the snow into that basketball court and make this big, big snow mound. It was like a big snow mountain. You know, at that time I was this big, so anything looked big to me at that time. But we used to play a game with that snow mound. And, you know, I'm sure some of you have heard of the game, but we used to call it King of the Mountain. Anybody ever hear of it? Oh, yeah. You know, it's a game where everybody starts out at the bottom of the mountain, and you run up to the top, and you try to get the first to the top, but then you have to maintain being the king of the mountain once you got up there, which meant you were fighting everybody else off and pushing them back down the snow mound. Well, it was a very rough neighborhood. So many times we'd be bleeding, you know, a busted up lip, a broken nose, occasionally a broken finger, a broken toe, and on some occasions even a concussion. That's how rough we were. But you can always tell the person who was at the top, because he was just fighting to keep that hold on top of the hill. And he would just beat everybody else up and push everybody else down. But he didn't go unscathed either. He was bleeding or, you know, whatever he was doing. And he spent the entire day, because again, we were poor, we had nothing else to do. Why not just beat each other up? And he would spend the entire day just trying to maintain that power on top of the snow mound, on top of that mountain. By the end of the day, he'd be bloodied, but he'd be up there, and he can claim to be the king of the day. He claimed it throughout the neighborhood. I was king for the day. I have all the power of this neighborhood. And he'd just be sitting there, broken lip, bloody nose. There's also another king of a hill that was also bleeding. And that king was Jesus Christ. And he stood on top of the hill, but it wasn't for his own glory, like that young man who was sitting on top of the snow mound. He was doing it for his glory. He bled for his glory. But Jesus Christ on top of that mountain bled for our glory. He bled for us. He bled so that we could be forgiven. He bled so that we could share in his glory, so that we could live. It wasn't about Jesus Christ. It was about us. He didn't kick us down from that hill. He invited us up on that hill to be with him. He didn't keep us down and lord his power over us, but he invited us to enjoy and share in his power. And what was his power? His power was love. And how do we love? He tells us today, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, take care of the ill, visit somebody in prison. That's what he was inviting us to do. That's why he died. That's why he bled on top of that mountain, on that cross, to love us so that we can love one another in service. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, the greatest king we've ever seen, not because he wanted all the power, but because he truly cared for us. He was a king for us, not over us. To love one another as he has loved us in service. I was driving home yesterday after the 4 o'clock Mass. Gave the same homily, but it's going to change a little bit today. Because as I'm driving home, I was listening to a religious channel, and I heard a song. And I was like, wow, why didn't you play this for me at 3 o'clock? Could have used it at the 4. But the title of the song was called Refusal. And this one line in that song really got me on the ride home yesterday. And it said, I refuse, I'm going to paraphrase, I refuse to stand by and wait for somebody else to do what Christ has called me to do. I refuse to stand by and wait for somebody else to do what Christ has called me to do. What a powerful line, and how powerful and how well it goes with what Christ is telling us today to do in the gospel. How often have we sat by and said, oh, there's a food pantry, I don't have to worry about it. They can get clothing somewhere. There's food stamps. There's somebody visiting them in the hospital. I don't have to go. Oh, they're a prisoner. The heck with them. How many times have we done that? How many times have we refused the call of Christ to do exactly what the gospel is telling us to do today? To mimic the true King by loving one another. You know, we don't have to do great feats to meet these demands in the gospel. Sometimes a simple hello to somebody, welcoming a stranger. Sometimes if you have somebody working at your home, and you offer them a bottle of water or a cup of coffee. You're giving them drink, or, hey, I'm going to cook on the grill. You want something, you and the workers? You're feeding. Your neighbor needs a coat because it's freezing out. You give them a coat. Simple little acts of love and kindness. Now, the great ones are great too. But we're not all called to the same thing. We are just called to love one another in the best way that we can. And not to refuse the call of Christ. Not to refuse the call of Christ. I refuse to stand by and wait for somebody else to do what Christ has called me to do. God bless.